Abner Cruz is the president of the Wausau-based Hispanic organization Latinos Unidos, and he's following the U.S. Senate debate on immigration.
Having a bill in place to provide some sort of reform to our immigration laws is imperative.
But Cruz isn't happy with the current proposal and its complicated requirements for citizenship. With a bill stalled on Capitol Hill, he's hoping that changes can be made to cut the red tape.
Let's maybe stop and figure out a way of making it more practical and more user-friendly, if you will. Otherwise, it's really going to just be very cumbersome, and it's not going to serve, you know, its purpose.
Opposition to the current bill is also coming from those who provide support services for Hispanics, like the Reverend Scott Maurice Wheeler of Marshfield's First Presbyterian Church.
And I'd be happy if it didn't pass, because I think it is not a fair and just immigration bill.
Maurice Wheeler says the bill doesn't address free trade agreements like NAFTA, which he considers the core reason for illegal immigration. He says Hispanics can't make a living back home because cheap agricultural imports from America have undercut Mexican farms.
What we're seeing is NAFTA walking across our borders. We would see almost a reverse migration of people going back to their families. They want to be there, but there's nothing for them there.
The immigration bill is stalled in the U.S. Senate because conservative Republicans want to make it tougher. The problem is that many potential supporters think the current measure is already too tough. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.